Fiscal Update is a compilation of brief news articles published by the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency throughout each month. The articles cover actions taken at meetings of state boards and commissions, news releases from state agencies, updates on the status of the state budget, reports on audits of state and local government, and other items of interest to legislators and their constituents. If you would like to receive email notifications when individual Fiscal Update articles are published, please go to www.legis.iowa.gov/subscribe, or you can follow us on Twitter at IowaLSA. To view all charts and graphs coinciding with these reports, please go to the Iowa General Assembly website at www.legis.iowa.gov. Click on the Publications tab at the top and then click on Fiscal Analysis in the gray area to the left. Under Fiscal Publications, click on Fiscal Update and search for a particular report. Fiscal Update, Fiscal Services Division, May 20th, 2020. Iowa 911 Communications Council meeting, May 2020. The Iowa 911 Communications Council met telephonically on May 14th, 2020. 911 Program Financial Reports and Program Update. Blake DeRoshi, 911 Program Manager at the Iowa Department of Homeland Security and Emergency Management, provided the Council with the following updates on the 911 program and its current financial standing. GIS Grants Update. In the second funding period of fiscal year 2020, January to June 2020, 79 counties have received Geographic Information System, GIS, funding for a total of $510,000. In March 2020, 9 counties were granted funding for a total of $54,000. In April 2020, 19 counties were granted funding for a total of $114,000. Funding is contingent on verification that the applicant possesses 98% match rates with GIS and 95% match rates with Automatic Location Identifier, ALI. The total amount of funding granted for fiscal year 2020 year-to-date is $1.1 million. This is on track in comparison with total fiscal year 2019, in which grant funding totaled $1.1 million. Additionally, Mr. DeRoshi stated that fiscal year 2021 GIS grant funding benchmarks have been proposed. The required match rates are not expected to change from fiscal year 2020. 911 Council Travel Public Education and Training Fund. Mr. DeRoshi stated that as of May 14, 2020, the Council has approved a total of $59,000 to be distributed from the 911 Council Travel Public Education and Training Fund. Approximately $100,000 is allocated toward the fund annually. The remaining fund balance totals $41,000. Approximately $40,000 in already granted training funds were returned to the Council due to the cancellations of numerous trainings as a result of the implications of COVID-19. Additionally, the Council discussed updating internal rules regarding funding, travel, and education requests. Council Vice Chairman Rob Dennert suggested updating current internal processes to reflect a 10% match program for funding. This process would require individual requesters to commit 10% of the funding request using their own funding, while the Council would match the remaining 90% of the funding request. A motion was made and the Council unanimously voted to accept the new funding requirement. Zetron Mission Critical Communications Solutions Contract Update. Cody Brink, Zetron Area Sales Manager, discussed Zetron's work on updating the 113 existing public safety answering points, PSAPs, in delivering the next generation 911 NG911 solution to enhance public safety services across the state. The Iowa Department of Homeland Security and Emergency Management awarded Zetron and NG911 contract in December 2017. Zetron provides a call-taking system that offers computer-aided design, or CAD, 911 mapping and emergency medical dispatch software in implementing NG911 protocols and systems. Mr. Brink stated that Jones County deployed dispatch software on March 25, 2020 and Van Buren County on April 8, 2020. Mr. Brink also stated that Buchanan, Lynn, Ringgold, and Winnesheek counties are currently in the process of receiving quotes to begin the deployment process. Statewide Interoperable Communications System, SWIC, Board Update. Chris Mayers, SWIC coordinator, provided an update on the board's activities, stating that the board is continuing to work with counties across the state to update existing PSAP equipment to improve emergency communication technology. Mr. Mayers stated that the SWIC board has had to delay some training opportunities due to the implications of COVID-19. The board is currently working on rescheduling test calls and providing some one-on-one training as well as virtual learning opportunities. Cybersecurity update. Jim Lundsted of the U.S. Department of Homeland Security Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency Regional Coordinator provided an update on recent cybersecurity issues, specifically those becoming more prevalent during COVID-19. Mr. Lundsted stated that most training has been suspended due to the implications of COVID-19, but that the agency's goal is to be able to start providing training with a less, quote, hands-on, end quote, approach beginning in July 2020. Mr. Lundsted emphasized that cybersecurity has increasingly become threatened due to COVID-19, in large part to various conspiracy theories being spread on the internet. It is recommended that individuals proceed with caution in providing any personal information to internet sites that are unfamiliar and that passwords be created uniquely and updated often. The next council meeting will be held on June 11, 2020 at 9 a.m. It remains to be determined whether the meeting will be telephonically or in person. The LSA staff contact for this fiscal update is Christine Meckler, Legislative Analyst 2 with the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency at 515-250-0458.